Welcome to Raising Connections. I'm your host, Rayshan Mayer. This is the program where we talk about your critters, companions, commerce, and agriculture, and all of the connections between them. This morning, as always, we have a fun and interesting guest. You've heard her before, and we have her near and dear to our hearts at many times of the year. Welcome, Ryan Mayer.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm good. We are wrapping up a really interesting time. You have been an intern at Raising Connections Media Company for the summer of 2024.
That's right.
That's a heck of a stretch, isn't it?
It is. Learn the ins and outs of how Raising Connections become Raising Connections.
In full disclosure, everybody needs to know that you were my daughter. And the fact that you were an intern was purely, I don't know.
Interesting,
I think is the way. So how you ended up being an intern, I'm going to tell my side and you tell your side. I was sitting in my office. We call it the shed quarters because at the kennel, it's way above the top of the kennel and it overlooks the hill. At noon, it can be really difficult to concentrate because there's a pond out there and the eagle comes to fish. Raising Connections Media Company offers 5 different podcasts and syndicated productions, as well as some publication work. And then Mariah Bell Manor is the first green kennel in the state, 4th one in the nation, and we're celebrating our 20th year. That seems impossible. Ryan, how old are you?
I'm 21.
That's been your lifetime almost, right?
Yeah, essentially. I think I was 1 when you opened it up.
You have a birthday in March. The kennel has a birthday. So you all are about, you know, right about the same age. We're the first green kennel in the state and 4th one in the nation. And I'm sitting there in my shed quarters watching the eagles go over and do their thing. And I'm thinking to myself, self, I need an intern. And I need an intern because the kennel is looking at expanding. Raising Connections Media has grown so quickly. And I have some short-term work and I have the ability to educate people. So I sat down and I wrote this internship out. Somebody needed animal science experience. They needed to be a junior in college. They needed to have the ability to communicate and have experience of some sort with radio or podcasting or broadcasting. They needed to be able to understand and do table work at conferences. They also needed to be able to understand and deliver on databases and in data entry. And they have some very specific things. Not only is it dogs, but also the Maryland Horse Council, because that's one of the podcasts that we run is for the trade group, the Maryland Horse Council. And I send this out far and wide, all the way from Indiana University through Ohio, back into West Virginia, into Maryland, and up to Delaware. I send this darn thing out asking for an internship for the summer of 2024. And I use an esoteric email that you wouldn't associate with either Mariah Bell or Raising Connections because I wanted the applicants to be blind for this. I received many applications, mostly from high school juniors. So they weren't really reading or it wasn't written well. But the ones I did receive from the college juniors had all of the computer pieces or the radio piece or the animal piece, but not everything. And then I received one application. I thought, this is perfect. Can you tell me how you found the internship, Ryan?
I was riding out with Vets at Cleveland Equine in Ravenna, Ohio last year. And I knew I needed an internship because my future goal is to become an equine vet and I want to run my own business. And in order to do that, I kind of need to have some business in the background. And I was looking up business internships because I knew I wanted to stay in Maryland. And I love it up here at school, but I kind of would like to come home every now and then.
We kind of like to have you home every now and then.
Exactly. So I miss my animals. I was trying to look at internships in Maryland. And I came across this internship that you had done, and I had sent my resume, and I said that I would love to do it. I actually didn't know it was yours. I sent it, and lo and behold, it was yours. You and I had had a phone call of, I know I'm your daughter. If you want me to back out, I will. And I know I tried.
You did try to back out. And one of the conversations we had early on, I think anybody who has children or people they are close to, when you have a personal relationship with them and then a professional relationship with them, especially in a mentor status, that dynamic can get very interesting. How did you find that dynamic?
To be exactly how your word said it, very interesting.
It was very interesting.
Also, if we had done this internship in the past, I don't think it would have gone as well as it did because one, I have matured. Our mother-daughter relationship has matured as well as I've grown up. And I have compartmentalized, this is work time, this is mom and daughter time. You know, every now and then a mother-daughter thing would come up. And then both you and I would say, how about we talk about this later? And we did.
That definitely happened. When we sat down, And I think it's important for all of our listeners to understand, growing up, there were times you worked in the kennel and you were young. And one of your very first jobs in the kennel was filling cookie jars, the dog cookie jars, the treats. And then you eventually started taking a more involved role in the kennel. And that was when, at the time, our kennel manager was Michelle. And we said, you know what? I understand that you want to work in the kennel and I will honor that, but you cannot report to me because you are in your young teen years and I am a mother and you need to have somebody else. So you could only work on the shifts that Michelle was on the shifts because I did not want to be your supervisor. Do you think it was a good decision to have you report in through a different person other than myself?
I think so, because when I was in my teens, you and I would get into some sort of disagreement and it would not go as well. So I think Michelle was a very good buffer.
It's difficult to argue with a supervisor, and it's really easy to argue with a mother sometimes. So you grew up in the kennel, and that's how you got the experience. And then for the equine section of this internship, you had a relationship with folks that we had ridden horses with. Do you want to talk about that for just a minute?
I rode out with our own equine vet, actually, last year. And the Maryland Horse Council had an event at Lochmoy, and our equine vet and I had gone to the personal side of Lochmoy Farm. I know the owner. She calls me Green Jeans. And I don't think she ever put the relationship between you and I together.
Let me flush this out a little bit for our listeners who don't quite understand the lingo that you just used. With our personal equine vet, you did a ride out. Explain that to us.
I had done a vet assistant equine internship with our personal vet, which pretty much means I would be her assistant.
So you learned a lot that summer. And you received a reputation. I think this is so funny because many times people do not associate us. I'm nearly 6 foot tall and you're about 5 foot tall.
No, 5'2".
Oh, on a good day, 5'2". Okay. Yes, dear. There's a great difference between us and you sure look like dad. So a lot of people do not associate us together until they start talking to us. You received a reputation. What reputation did you get on those ride-alongs?
Not a lot of people knew who I was, but they knew what I wore. So I was always get the comment of, oh, where's Green Jeans? And who's wearing the Green Jeans and all of that? And I remember Mom and I talking and being on the Maryland Horse Council, Mom's a board member. She would always say, oh, yeah, a lot of the members have Lisa as their vet. And they would always say, who's Green Jeans? And I remember you having a big smile on your face, being like, that's my daughter. When they finally put the connection between the two of us.
And the green bib overalls from Duluth Traders were your trademark that entire summer.
Yep.
When you came to work as the intern for Mariah Bell Manor Kennel and for Raising Connections, Mariah Bell Manor Kennel was looking at expanding. And one of the first things we had you do to come in as an intern was something I would do with any intern, and that was to update your resume. I often find that when interns come in, their resumes are up to date, but there's some tweaks, and that was one of the first things that we had you do. After that, we kind of got a gauge on where you were going and your skills. It always gives me a little bit of insight to figure out where people are and what they're doing. I did learn a lot. It's one thing to be sitting back and paying for school and thinking, oh, yes, there's a minor in equine science. And yes, she's been a captain of the team. And yes, biology. And what it was neuroscience at one point and psychology at another. And some of the turns and twists that a student will take as they're going through their college career. And then to see all of that in paper made me sit back and go, wow, you had that experience looking at me because I've always just been mom going to work. And that first exercise in looking at your resume and seeing you for the first time as a young adult, a young professional, it really tuned me in differently to your skill sets and what you had learned. When I saw your resume and I gave you a copy of my resume and CV, and you had some really interesting reactions to that.
I did. I had known your background because, you know, you are my mom. And I know dad's background because he's my dad. But I don't think I've ever seen either one of your resumes before. It was very interesting for me to see like what my parents actually did and what their business professional resumes look like.
So when you came in, one of the things that surprised me about not only you, but also the interns is during that COVID time period, how much of a technological leap had been made. So you are of the generation where your junior and senior year was spent in your bedroom online doing Teams work. At Mariah Bell, as well as Raising Connections, we use the Teams format. And that format has allowed us to move things through quickly. It's an adaptation that we made. And to see how everything that you had learned during that time period moved things ahead. While socially, some of the things that you needed to learn were a little bit delayed, you've caught up with those. But the technological advances that you have put together really did surprise me. Previous internships, we had to take some time and get folks caught up to the technology that we were using. And now you brought us up. The intern before you had brought us into Microsoft and put some Microsoft things together. You came into it knowing what to do, knowing how to use it, and asking, actually challenging the team in the back offices to do it better, faster, and more efficiently. And that was a shock for us because in previous interns, we were learning it together. And this was the first time you came in with the expectation of course, aren't you doing this?
One of the reasons why I had asked that was because I remembered when teams had just become into the Mirabel and the back offices, I was in those classes with them. So I kind of already figured they would know how to do certain things. But when I came to the internship, I also needed a refresh course.
It was interesting to see you go into some of the older technology, and many of the folks out there listening, we run an Access database. So some of the folks who are familiar with Microsoft are either rolling their eyes or going, yes, Access. So we run an Access database for a lot of things in the background, but it's a bit of older technology. And it was one of those things that we were all really well versed in. It's like, okay, we can do this. And you're looking at this going, this is a bit antiquated. Hello, here's another way to do this.
First of all, I had never used Access database before. And you had this big little stack of contacts that you were like, here, let's do this. And I went, oh, lovely.
So this big little stack we're going to put up online, it's probably close to 700 business cards.
Yeah, it's big.
And you went through it with such speed and ease. It was one of those things that I wasn't expecting. And then the generation that is coming in just knows the technology and have just picked it up and went with it. We'll be right back and continue this conversation. Join me, Raishan Mayer, from Mirabel Manor Kennel, for our new adventure, Living Life Tails Up podcast, combining everyday life with what goes on at the kennel and farm, a bit of humor, some ideas, and some positive happy bubbles. We're living tails up, nose down, and staying on track. We hope to see you on Living Life Tails Up for 5 to 10 minutes worth of happy, happy bubbles shooting out there in the atmosphere. See you soon.